This is Enduro TR Mobile.
For TR KQ4 LOO, how are you doing, Mr. Tom?
Mr. Tao, I think. And mixed you up for Lloyd the other day, but I think I got you down now. Will we be headed down to the daughter's house and the kids' and the son-in-law? And we're going to have a Father's Day meal that Bernice made for us. And that's the plan of the day right now. We just got everything loaded up. I don't think I could put a toothpick in here for all the stuff she made.
So I'm assuming that Father's Day is this weekend. Even though I'm a father, I should know this, but I don't.
Day every day, Tal. And Mother's Day every day. Honor thy father and thy mother. And yes, I'm a father of two great daughters, and got two great grandsons down here. They're not great grandsons, they're just grandsons. But they're great in everything they've done so far. We're very proud of them. But Bernice made the meal because my daughter is working. Now she works at GE. And son-in-law, I don't know if he's working or at home. He works from home sometimes. He's an engineer also. But looks like it's going to be stormy all evening.
I've got one that's about to turn 24 on the 5th of next month, and his older brother's not mine, but I still like to consider myself at least one of his dads, or fathers anyway, because they used to come over all the time whenever I would get him. But go ahead and do everything you got to do before this weekend, because obviously there's a lot of chaos going on around the nation at this point in time, so... Yeah, definitely go ahead and get everything taken care of before this weekend.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm not particularly worried about that, Tal. Everything lately has been crazier than a bed bug anyway, so I'm concerned for the United States, but I'm not concerned for my own well-being. I am old, but I can take care of myself. But I wish people could just get along.
That's a crazier than a bed bug. Oh, my goodness. But at the same time, please still just get everything that you need taken care of outside of the city's part, because there's supposed to be some kind of plan... quote-unquote protest at Unity Park on Hudson Street, probably starting tomorrow, because they're trying to advocate for it to start tomorrow instead of Saturday. But yeah, just get everything you can taken care of and stay away from any major metropolitan or gathering centers. But the one they're talking about in particular for this weekend is near the Swamp River Trail, so stay away from that part too if you can.
Hotel, there's a lot of good and a lot of bad in every nationality. And I've met a lot of good folks that were Spanish. And I think we're very blessed down here to have more sane ones than Los Angeles. I was stationed in San Diego. And I saw what the guys did when they go down to, what was the name of that place, Bernice? Yeah, Tijuana and that. I never ever went, never had a desire to go. But there's been immigration there since, 50 years they were coming across. But I think we got some pretty good folks around here, hopefully. We got some awfully good police officers, so they're going to get a spanking if they don't, so not concerned. And you know what, I'm 77 years old, and we don't go downtown. It's lost its small town atmosphere for us. we're from Kansas, and we don't bother anybody. We don't want to be bothered.
Ever paying $1,200 to some of these out-of-work people that live in their mama's basement and stuff, so just be vigilant. I realize you're not worried about it. I'm not either, because I try to be very well protected, but my head's always on a swivel, so just be extra vigilant this weekend in particular, if you don't mind. Do it for your friend.
Sal, I gotta let you go. It's raining so hard I can't hardly see here. But nice talking to you, and catch you down the line. This is NZOTR, clear.
NZOTR, still be vigilant and be safe, and happy Father's Day to you, and God bless. KQ4LOO will be standing by.
NZOTR, KF4NXY.
Hi, David. Well, we drove out of that. My gracious. It was really a toe choker there for about a mile. I mean, I got the wipers on high. I don't think I've ever used high over about once in this car. How you, David?
Pretty good. And I took care of my thing this morning with the doctor, and everything's all set up. And you find everything you needed at Walmart this morning.
I went to the eye doctor this morning, David. I went to Walmart yesterday, and yes, we did. And had my eyes dilated for refraction, and my eyes are still 20/20. I had laser surgery many years ago, and I love it. And everything was still the same, and I guess the glaucoma, which everybody gets when they get our age, yeah, I caught just a little teeny bit of it. He never even mentioned it this time. And things age, as you well know.
I just turned 69, and like you just became aware of, I can't keep track of what I talked about that day.
Well, my short-term memory isn't as good as it used to be either. But well, it's been a really bad humidity day. I went out and I got a good riding lawnmower, and I started mowing, and Bernie said, be careful, and I got to watch that one. I got done with the backyard, which was pretty much in the shade, and I started doing the side yard, and I'm going to throw this in the ditch and go inside. I can mow the front yard another day. It's not that high. I just try to catch it before it gets very high. But, oh, man, it was hot. It was, well, I said it felt like 98 out there at one time on my weather station, David. And that's too hot for this old man.
I know what you mean exactly. I've stuck my head out a few times today and kind of walked around in the yard out in the shade, and you know, kind of thought about getting on the mower and getting some grass cut, but I figure I'll do it either late in the evening or really early in the morning when it's a whole lot cooler.
It's like 1,000%. You know, the only thing I hate about, let me turn this radio down. I forgot about it. Excuse me for that. Listen to 60s music, and gets a little crazy at times. I usually just listen to Willie's Roadhouse or Easy Listening or 50s on 5 or whatever. But, or orchestra music, I like that. Anyways, I don't like, you know, my neighbor does that. He mows very early, but he goes to bed at, probably before 8 o'clock. And he gets up and he starts mowing, which is fine, but the grass is wet, and then it clumps all up, and I like to avoid that if I possibly.
It's a big drawback if you get out there while the dew's still on the grass, and, you know, you got all that clump stuff gathering up under your mower deck, and then, you know, you gotta get a hose pipe, well, preferably, I don't know, you use too much water up under there, you're gonna cause some rust, but, you know, the best thing, like you said, just try and wait till it's dry enough to cut it, but still not be late enough in the morning that it gets too hot to cut it.
It's the right formula and attitude. I don't like hot, and I don't like cold. It bothers my heart. You know, I was loading this stuff for to take down to the kids at Bernice Bake, and there was so much of it, I had to take a nitroglycerin. I mean, I don't think you get a toothpick in this car.
One of their favorite things to do is to head for a bird feeder. And I'm thinking, well, I put bird feed out here fairly often, and, you know, I don't really mind the squirrels getting into it, and I wouldn't mind the bear eating it, but I just don't want to run up on a black bear, you know, unexpectedly.
I think four sections of fence on my neighbor's yard the other day. Well, not the other day. It was last summer. And they knocked the fence down just to get over there. I think she had a hummingbird feeder, one that released. They like that sweet, syrupy stuff that's said on TV. And, man, I mean, they went... They just knocked that chain link fence down like it was nothing, and she had to get some guy to put it back up. But she took the bird feeder down. That was her tip of the day.
My cousin, she lives up on Highway 11, and she posts pictures all the time. You know, these bears, the mama bear and the cub be coming down in her yard. And she said something about she was going to be going to town right then. I said, nah, I don't think I would either.
Well, you know, my neighbor has a game camera about, 15 yards to the right of where mine's at. And a couple of years ago, there was a mama bear and a papa bear and three baby bears, and they were all sitting there eating the corn that he put out in a feeder for deer down there.
Yeah, I can imagine they doing that. So I think I heard you say he's going to visit with your daughter.
10-year-old GR mobile. Got a little ways to go. Bernice, what all did you make? She made a huge ham with pineapple on it, and then she made baked beans, cauliflower with cheese. Is that what it is? What else? And read it off. Yeah, I said that. Candied sweet potatoes. What else? Homemade Parker House rolls. And what? Oh, and a Jell-O salad. And this real fancy-looking cake. Boy, it looks rich, too. I'm not too high on real sweet stuff, but I'm sure the grandsons and them will take care of that for us.
Yeah, that sounds like a really, really good meal. Yeah, y'all be doing high cotton digging into that.
Well, David, I'm getting into some heavy traffic, and people are doing crazy things, so I'm going to sign with you. It's been a pleasure talking to you as usual, and have a good day. This is N0TR, clear.
Be careful out there. Yeah, the feeders are getting a little scratchy anyway, so I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY.